97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. The famous and sometimes infamous Charlie Murphy is on the phone. Charlie, how you doing, brother?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm at home, man. Jersey.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Did.
I just got back. I was in the L.A. area. Irvine, actually. Just had like 6 sold-out shows out there.
It's got to be an interesting life for you, because I know that growing up you have the whole thing with with your brother and him casting the big shadow and trying to work your way out, and you finally have, and now you're doing the touring. The touring just never stops for you, does it? Work never stops for you.
Nah, man, it's work. it's ongoing. I slowed it down a little bit just to be able to spend some more time at home with my kids. But it's work, man. Everybody out here got to work.
The bills don't pay themselves.
Exactly.
Like, we're talking to Charlie Murphy. New book is called The Making of a Stand-Up Guy. It's available now. And a new Comedy Central special coming up.
That's right.
When does that hit?
That airs February 27th.
And it's called I Will Not Apologize.
That's right. I won't.
You talked about spending a little bit more time at home. How are things at home? Have things? I realize it's probably got to be a rough holiday for you.
Really rough holiday. But we just trying to keep it together. I got a lot of family and friends and support, and they helping us make it through.
I sympathize in the fact that, everyone knows somebody who's battled cancer, but I also sympathize in the fact that I'm on the radio, and you got to put the game face on. What I'm saying? You have a book coming out. You have this Comedy Central thing going. I know one of the last things you want to do right now is go and do stand up and go and do this, that, and the other. But you got to put the game face on, because again,
put the game face on. And you know what? Doing stand-up is part of the therapy for me.
Oh, it is?
To be able to get out there and to write new jokes and to make other people laugh, even when you're hurting, to see other people laugh, that's a form of therapy for me.
I'll tell you what, kudos to you, man, because I know that there are some people that just could not do it.
Yeah. But I'm a strong dude, so.
Exactly. Again, talking to Charlie Murphy, it is The Making of a Stand-Up Guy. That's in bookstores now, and I Will Not Apologize, coming to Comedy Central a little bit later on this month. Talk about the book a little bit. It goes into the past a little bit, and there's a lot of stuff that people don't know about the real Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've lived a pretty interesting life. I've gone from one spectrum to the next. Growing up as a kid, I was a little roughneck. The authorities, I went to the Navy and learned some discipline, and my brother blew up, and I was immersed in that world, and from there, the bug got me, and I got into the entertainment thing. The whole thing about my book, why I felt like it was time for me to speak. It's just like, I know there's a lot of people out there who, people have dreams or they can't find what their purpose is in life. And I'm a prime example of, it may not happen when you're 20 or 25. But, I didn't start doing stand-up till I was 42. But it's like, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Eventually you will find your purpose. That's what this book says.
Charlie, do you think you've found a happy medium with everything? What I mean by that is, I've talked to you on a different radio show a few years ago, right after everything with Chappelle and the whole thing, and you were to put it nicely, you were a little partied out when we talked. I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
I was having fun, bro.
Hey, no, and that's...
If that was the time when Donnell Rawls was out there with us, we were having fun, bro. It was definitely a new experience for me, and I was enjoying it to the fullest. But, yeah, You know, I've cooled out a lot. You know, this is that's real funny.
But it's
this is more about the business now. You know, I just say, hey, man, I don't party. You know, I don't party like that, man. It's about work. I go to work. You know, do my shows. I'm more focused on just making sure that I do a really good show for the people.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Charlie Murphy. The book is called The Making of a Stand-Up Guy. New Comedy Central special coming. It's called I Will Not Apologize. Now, Charlie, the reason I bring that up is just to show the difference. I mean, you saw your brother go through it. And then you had your thing in jail, and then you came out, and then you struggled, and then Chappelle's show hit, and now you're going through it, and it's a lot different watching somebody else go through it and kind of being, I don't want to say a hanger on, but being part of it, but then being the guy in it, you know, that's a totally different experience.
Yeah. Let me clear that up, too. I mean, you know, it's hard to be a hanger on it. That's my brother, so.
No, and I, you know, and again, I don't.
With my brother. It wasn't like I'm some dude.
No. And that's, I didn't.
And hanging around. That's my brother.
No, I understand that. I didn't mean to come off that way. No.
But I know some people. I'm not saying you in particular. I know some people think that, hey, you know, he's part of the entourage and this and that. And he was in his brother's shadows.
No,
you know?
No. And
my brother was doing his thing. I was proud of my brother. I was
absolutely. And the only shadows. Point I was making is you were part of the experience.
I was part of a great experience.
Absolutely.
Yes, great learning experience.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you saw your brother go through it. And then, but I'm just saying it has to be different when you're not the guy. And then now all of a sudden you are the guy. That's the point.
Absolutely.
I was trying to make.
Absolutely. It's, you know, and it still takes some adjustment sometimes, you know, especially when you get, you know, when you get up in the morning, you want to go and get a bagel and some orange juice and people just tell me, you know what I'm saying? It's 7 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You just threw some sweats on to go get something to eat. So,
Has that gotten old yet?
No. I love it.
You're fine with all the Charlie Murphys?
I love it.
That's fantastic.
My name. How can you be mad at somebody calling your name?
Absolutely. Again, Charlie Murphy, The Making of a Stand-Up Guy. It's in bookstores now. I Will Not Apologize. Comedy Central coming later this month. Charlie, I know you got to go. Something we do with all you big-time celebs. It's called The Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds, and it gets everyone to get to know a little bit more about the real you, all right?
All right.
All right. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Godfather.
Last song you downloaded to your iTunes?
Drake and Timbaland. I can't think of the title of it.
Favorite toy as a child?
Lego.
You stop at a convenience store. You're on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Chips, Snickers bar, and Coke.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
All of them.
And finally, Charlie Murphy, favorite toy as an adult?
PlayStation.
There. What's your game?
UFC.
Nice. Do you have, like, your one guy? Who's your one guy you play as?
I switch it up because I play with my cousin and my road dog, Free. So, we switch it up.
Very cool.
Everybody.
Dude, Charlie, thank you very much for the time. Continued success. I'm glad you've been able to have this be therapeutic for you during this rough time, man. And I can't wait to talk to you again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, bro. Yeah, I hope to talk to you when I come up there. Somebody better get me on some shows up there.
Oh, absolutely. Charlie Murphy, everybody. The Making of a Stand-Up Guy in bookstores now. I Will Not Apologize. Coming to Comedy Central. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks, bro.